future of America information. We didn't even get into Netanyahu and Israel. And Trump saying, yeah, I'll hit missile sites all over. That means total war. Iran declaring war on us. Just all the craziness. But just any other key points? And I could go for hours. I know you wanted to rally the people to understand how important this is and just the existential threat to America, where we're at right now, General Flynn.
Yeah. So for the, you know, the American people, the thing that we can do these days because of this thing right here, because of this little thing right here and something called the internet and social media platforms. And, you know, and, I mean, and yet you do have to discern difference between discernment and judgment. You got to discern what is true, what is not. And you got to make a, you know, calls about that. I've been wrong at times and I've made mistakes about different things. And when I do, I'll say that. But one of the things that we can do is we have to continue to apply pressure. And it's not a Democrat and Republican issue. This is not a left and right issue. This is an American issue. If we want to have another 250 years out of this beautiful experiment in democracy in a constitutional republic, we must continue to apply pressure. You know, I'll use Nick Shirley as a modern day Paul Revere, as I said earlier.
I was about to say, do that not just on the Somalis, but on the deep state, all the corruption total, thousands of reporters, citizens doing it, exposing fraud everywhere. That is the chain reaction that Thomas Jefferson talked about. You're reading my mind, please.
Yes, yeah, I mean citizen journalism, right? Citizen journalism. You know, it's the stick in that somebody would take a piece of paper that they write on, they stick it on a pole in the middle of the town square. The town crier would stand up and yell, "Hey, this is what's going on. You know, hear you, whatever." I mean, we have Nick Shirley. We have millions of Nick Shirleys out there potentially, and frankly, we have to continue to expose the corruption at those levels. Now, in this particular case, it's not just in some healthcare or some daycare or some childcare center in one place. This is now exposing a enterprise, a criminal cartel enterprise. And frankly, what they're going to find out is that money is flowing out and it flows back in. And yes, it does flow into the coffers of both Republicans and Democrats, into political coffers for people to stay in power, to continue to get more of this same abuse, you know, of our taxpayer dollars. I mean, it's like a freaking we become ATMs for politicians. We have got to stop that. Mr. Trump, you got to stop that. And the way to stop that is you got to hold people accountable. That means people have to be perp walked. Yes, they have to be perp walked. Unlike those that were falsely perp walked during J6 or my good friend Roger Stone. I mean, we cannot have this anymore. So in order for us to get the most out of here and you know, we have to have all of us in our own ways, using our own skills, using our voices, using the power of the audiences that give us, you know, the ability to be able to speak our minds. We have to keep doing this.
You're calling for citizen mobilization in the info war.
What 100%. And it's like a warning. It's a warning to ourselves to say, look, if we don't do this, I mean, you know, the average lifespan of the top empires that ever existed is 250 years. We're at that mark right now, folks, right? When you talk about the Roman Empire or the Athenian Empire or the British Empire or the Ottoman Empire, you know, the average lifespan is about 250 years. We are there.
The British Empire became dominant 250 years ago. It fell apart in 250. It's just like humans have a lifespan, empires do.
Our founders have been warning us about this for a long time. So back to, you know, what to do, and just very briefly to President Trump. President Trump, I really do believe that you need to form some type of task force of some really bright entrepreneurs who get it and who love this country and who are willing to do what is absolutely necessary to do. And for those people that are in our government that think that they're going to come after me and my family again, you know, like my mom used to say, woe betide you, because we use the phrase fight like a Flynn. And let me tell you, anybody that does that, they pick the wrong Irish family and the wrong Irishman to screw with. So God bless you. Happy New Year, Alex. And thank you to every single one of your members of your great audience.
God bless you, sir. God bless you and your family.
In my kitchen, I cook what's right. Simple traditions, pure delight. Optimal human beef tallow treats meals just right. Cook strong at high heat with a taste so bright. So get yourself to the Alex Jones store. Support the crew and the InfoWar.
folks, spread this message. The globalist machine is tightening the chains, and they're after your freedoms.
The Podesta plan is in operation.
Don't worry, it's safe and effective.
Don't you just love my GMO potatoes?
Ladies and gentlemen, the truth is unfolding before our very eyes. We must question everything.
One hated and attacked media organization in the world by every evil, disgusting, sickening organization on the face of the planet. And I'm going to say it. If you're going to go as big as you can. That's why John Hancock literally saw people signing their names, little bitty, and people he knew signed them. You really couldn't tell who they were. And I get it. Every person signing that was signing their potential death warrant. He got up there and went, boom. And he said, if I'm going to have the king coming after me, I want him to come after me, number one.
That's a pretty large signature, Johnny.
Yeah, and I'm going to risk my life fighting tyranny. Anybody that's ever been in fights, you know, looking for fights, but you've been in a few, you learn, you hesitate when somebody's trying to beat the hell out of you. You're going to get your ass kicked. But you just decide to beat the living hell out of them and stop worrying about who's winning. And you're going to win almost every time unless you're fighting Mike Tyson. I know people will knock you upside the head really hard and, like, sit back and look at what it did. Or somebody will hit you in the side of the head with a baseball bat, then they'll kind of sit back and watch to see what it did. I'm like a Terminator. You're about to find out.
I'll shove that bat up your ass and turn you into a popsicle.
So that's what's going on here. And I love it because we're drawing their fire. We've exposed them. We've drawn them out of their rat holes. To do all of this, the Soros scum and the Soros DA, and just all of them, they're filth. They're disgusting tyrants. Just like judges in Nazi Germany or Soviet Russia. They're disgusting. And it's like we're in the dark and they got night vision. We're in a pitch black arena with no light and they've got their illuminators on and they can see us and we can't see them. Well, guess what? I walked over with my listeners collectively and pulled the switch and turned the lights on.
The real war's here with the globalists and Soros and Obama and the New World Order and BlackRock. They've declared war on us, and we accept the challenge. We're taking the country back.
Their attacks on Trump, their lawfare, their all the criminal activity. How'd that work out for them? They were dumb enough to brag. Remember everywhere. It'll be over for Trump when this mugshot comes out in Georgia. We're finally getting it. Every channel, remember? It's the end, the mugshot, the mugshot, the mugshot. And then Trump nails it with a beyond Clint Eastwood, badass American Eagle gaze of total defiance that everybody looks at and knows deep down, that's the alpha male, that's the badass, that's the defiant real person. You can't fake that look. And then when they shot him, you got even more of that look, except the lips pulled down and the teeth bared and the eyes bugging out. Yes, yes, we get to see who's really who at times like this, don't we? And now the bad guys are going to find out who's really who, aren't you? Because the veneer of civilization is burning off. And all the posers and all the thugs and all the bullies who thought they had this country on its knees and cowed are now just beginning to understand that they have awoken the terrible giant!
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, Patrick Burns with us with key breaking intel on election fraud, on retaking the country, on CIA sabotage operations of Trump. And then I'm going to exclusively show you why I have been coming after Candace Owens for 3 weeks. I did it very nicely up front. I said, I believe you're being conned. This is disinformation. The story about the Huachuca meeting with all these Congress people and folks there, plan to kill Charlie Kirk as a distraction from the real cover-up that's going on. that we broke from the White House meeting, stuck my neck out, got threatened yesterday over it. You heard Flynn. I didn't know when I told Flynn that he just got threatened a few days ago by the same person. This is bad. Flynn showed me the text messages during the break. He said, oh, my God, I can't believe that. This happened to me, too. They're scared. They know we know their number. We know their attack plan. We know they're planning a false flag, racial false flag, to trigger an uprising, the Podesta plan. A month and a half ago, you suddenly saw Stephen Miller and Jesse Waters, and they said, yeah, we met with the CIA, the good guys in there, or at least people telling the truth, that there is a false flag plan. And that only was for a week, though. Trump got focused for a minute, made those orders, and then he got distracted. And Flynn told me in a 40-minute conversation yesterday, I've never had Flynn call me and say, call my producer 5 minutes before the show, and he says, emergency, I need Alex to call me. And he was asking me what he thought he should go public with, and I said, I think you should decide, but I think you probably don't want to release that yet. We need to, he goes, yeah, I can go meet with Trump, I can call him, but it just does have the same thing with it being public. He goes, I think for all our safety, we got to do it. I said, I agree. We were finishing each other's sentences. And then 2 hours after the phone call, I get the threat again from the DOJ. And I can't tell you how many times this happens. And it happened during the Democrats, and I was used to that. But the whole point is, they're not just not going to prosecute the deep state. They are now doing opposition research and investigations again and trying to pay people to lie about Flynn, me, you name it, because we understand the Democrat coup. We understand the deep state plan. And then Trump's got Todd Blanche up there. And I mean, what do you expect here? And you look, I'm ready to go to prison and ready to die. But I'm also not, you know, I'm not just tough as nails. I mean, I'm pretty tough, but not, I'm not as tough as a dead piece of metal. I went and collapsed into the bed about 8 p.m. last night and then couldn't sleep and just laid there. I might have fallen asleep 30 minutes over the, you know, next 10 hours just thinking, because surrender's not an option. That's not even something I do. I could instantly snap my fingers, be paid off by these people, but then I'd sell out humanity. I just, there's not even a discussion of that. I don't even war game that in my mind. I just am in the real world here. You know, talking to the former head of the Defense Intelligence Agency, that's the teeth of the U.S. government. You know, talking to Patrick Byrne, a longtime CIA, you know, recently went public about that. And of course, General Flynn and others have confirmed that. This is real, folks. This isn't speculation. This isn't fake Fort Huachuca meetings. This is real stuff here, okay? And that's why the bad guys are now lazing us, which is what the special forces do. They go target something. They pull in the coordinates. In the old days, they put a special spotlight that, you know, invisible to the human eye that the jets can see to drop the bombs. So we're getting lit up with lasers right now. We're getting lased right now. And we know what that means. Major globalist offensive. And it's going to be false flags, racial issues, false flags, blame the Russians, you name it. So we are entering a very dangerous time. I think Flynn wisely did not tell you the things he told me yesterday. Horrible. All right. Just absolutely horrible. And much of it, I knew about half of it. I mean, I already knew separately. And the day I go, hey, this guy just called up and wanted me to know he's coming after me from the FBI yesterday. He goes, oh, funny, I just got that 2 days ago. So, but that's a good thing. You know, the fact that the deep state's threatening us shows they're scared. That's good. It's a very positive thing. I had to kind of process it yesterday because the stuff Flynn told me, I mean, I usually have endless energy. I was like climbing in my truck, just like, and I was just like, just processing it. And my point is the magnitude of this time we're in is so dangerous, okay? And all these Candace Owens fans get so mad at me and they say, why are you saying her story isn't true? Why are you with the FBI? And I'm like, this story's fake. The congressman's on C-SPAN at 11 a.m., which is 8 a.m. Huachuca time when they say the meeting's happening. Candace the other night admitted to Harrison Smith, okay, he has an alibi. I'll let him slide like she's God. I've liked Candace. Discovered her. She admitted that. But I can't certify a lie. And then now we have the footage from the current wife. She can't ever get a divorce with him. He's been in and out of jail. He's all these restraining orders, convicted of all these assaults and menacing. And then he says, oh, my wife attacked me with a hammer, and tells this whole story. And then she sends the footage of him attacking her with a damn hammer in front of the kid. You're about to see. I love the truth. And so the more I get threatened and intimidated, it's obviously the consolation is clearly where Obama's at in Britain, and which is Crossfire Hurricane and the dossier. We now know that. I don't even know if Candace knows, but I talked to some people in intelligence. They said, no, that's the information they have, is she's definitely being fed this stuff and is an intelligence operation. I might have been told that by somebody I was just recently talking to recently. But the point is this is full on, folks. Full on. Okay? So I'm going to shut up now. But we have the report. It's done. I came in this morning and, you know, shot stuff around it because we have this guy on podcast, this Mitch Snow guy. He's had a whole bunch of names. He took his last wife's name, the one he's chasing around with hammers, from their kid in the house, beating things, menacing her. He's swinging the hammer, smashing things with it. I mean, you're going to see this footage. And I come up this morning at like 8 a.m. and I go, hey, he's running around with a hammer attacking everybody. And the story he told about her attacking him with a hammer is the opposite. Plus, he was convicted of it. And they go, you're a traitor. You work for Israel. I'm like, what the hell does that even mean? That's retarded. And they endorse it. They said, we don't care if he attacked her with a hammer. He's at Fort Huachuca. It's the proof. It's evil. It's an information operation. So that's coming up. And then the special operations officer that did all the research from Paramount Tactical and went and got all the court records and stuff, he'll be joining us to get into this. And this is bigger than Candace. This is about integrity, folks. You know, when I said I have to do this a few weeks ago when she wouldn't listen and I warned her, I said, you're being set up. They went, oh, you're being told to when you say you have to. No, I mean, I have to because I'm moral. I've made mistakes in my life, but I've never lied to people. I've never told an untruth on purpose, okay? And so it doesn't mean there isn't an FBI cover-up. Doesn't mean we shouldn't investigate Charlie Kirk. That's the straw man. It's about stuff like this being boosted by Google, boosted by the big tech companies, to blame Trump and TPUSA without evidence of killing Kirk to try to bring this country down. And it's an information operation. And then I noticed Candace attacked RFK Jr. during his confirmation that he was Mossad and operating and was in the Epstein list. I noticed that wasn't true. And then I said, man, that looks like an operation. But I said, I'm going to move on because I'm too busy. So I'm sorry I didn't focus on that more. But it's really bad. And her surrogates, directly she communicates with, all attacked me this morning and began defending him when I put screenshots up of him with the hammer and said, we don't care. So a little prelude. I apologize, Patrick Byrne, for having a hold during this. But as soon as we're done talking with this big breaking news, we're gonna get to that and premiere that here. We're going to post it on X in the next 15, 20 minutes as well. But yeah, a lie goes halfway around the world before the truth puts its pants on. But in the end, truth always wins if good people are willing to tell the truth. As Mark Twain said, he also said, in the beginning of a change, a patriot is a scarce and feared and scorned man. But in time when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. And I know a lot of you, once I've proven you wrong, and already have, are going to still hate me. That's okay. I'm not trying to win a popularity contest. And I'm here to create the trends, not follow the trends. So Patrick Byrne created Overstock, multi-billion dollar company, so much more, got recruited into the deep state, running operations, found out they were going after Trump, turned state's evidence against him, helped sabotage a bunch of their operations. That's been confirmed by Flynn and others, a lot of it declassified, set up and exposed Russian espionage operations in the United States and more. And so he's done it all. And we're going to get into Patrick Byrne points, how the CIA is giving Trump bad advice on Venezuela, of course. DOJ versus EAC on Smartmatic, huge developments there. Barry County Sheriff information, now that all ties together. And this video of what's going on with the voting machines. And then, wow, the corporate media is not going to tell us this. We have to recognize it ourselves. 370-something thousand fake ballots in Georgia, just like Trump said, or worse than he said. 200-something thousand illegals voting in Maricopa County, confirmed just like we said 5 years ago. All that's coming out. A lot more of the task force is coming out next month, I'm told, just like a week. So there's a lot of good with Trump as well, But I know, Byrne, before you get to all this, you want to speak to what you heard Flynn talking about. We have confirmed, he didn't say the names, but I mean, we're talking right under the president, directing PR firms, law firms, private investigation groups, putting a bounty out on Flynn, a bounty out on other people like me. I already knew that. And Flynn was blown away when I saw the stuff I knew.
What am I, Wood?
Yeah. So all of this, they are making a big move. They're building up towards something. So huge stuff. Patrick, great to have you here. First off, what you heard Flynn say, where the country is, where the Republic is. Let's do that 35,000-foot view and the ongoing civil war inside the Trump administration.
General Flynn's absolutely right. Of course, there shouldn't be such a task force. The first thing to know is the president did authorize that task force in April when they finally got around to interviewing all these Venezuelan defectors. You would have thought that would have been January 21st. I can tell you that was about April 5th to 10th, somewhere in there. By about April 20th, the president signed an order to create just the task force that General Flynn is describing, this multi-dimensional fusion cell, this and that. Nothing happened. May, June.
And that's because Todd Blanche sits on top of the three task forces, the main one, Ed Martin.
And the CIA won't approve this and won't approve that. People don't get moved. The right people, the personnel don't get moved. Not a dollar of funding had come in until finally, to be honest. So the first point is General Flynn's correct. Well, but what needs to be done is, no, it finally did get corrected and has some momentum. And it has good momentum now. And I think General Flynn even quietly alluded to it if you go back to his transcript. But there, I think there are things happening. It took a lot longer than it should have. And it's too narrow. It's just on the legal aspects of this. You need a fusion cell being run by somebody. I hate to sound like an intellectual snob, but you need somebody who like knows the difference between a Trotskyite and a Maoist and knows like a big, it's got national security aspects. It's got legal aspects.
You need a Renaissance man that has wide spectrum, full spectrum analysis.
How about General Michael Flynn? But I can tell you the CIA sent two names over to Susie Wiles, Michael Flynn and Patrick Byrne. I have to be completely deep six. I have so much. Listen,
instead, Susie Wiles opened up an operation against you guys.
Oh, I'm sure I'm part of it. However, you know,
I just want to have said it. You know, she's running it. Yeah.
That would have shocked me if it was anything else. What's so painful to me is this is not a theory. This is now 10 years old for me. 10 years ago, Thanksgiving 2015, I was taken aside and asked to set up this Hillary Clinton bribe, for which I had learned by early February was just a means to blackmail her. So I knew from basically this time 10 years ago that there is within our federal government an agency, an entity, or a something who is trying to take over the United States in a coup. Not a theory. I was part of it. You would have thought that I would have been high on the DOJ's list to talk to as soon as we got back in. Not a single person is allowed to speak to me from the DOJ. Ed Martin got, I think, scrubbed because he saw me a couple times back 6-7 months ago. The CIA was given, the FBI, everyone's been given orders. You cannot speak to Patrick Byrne. Finally, some people in the CIA found a way around it, and things happen. And that's because Todd Blanche and John Radcliffe, who is a performing flea, John Brennan is the real head of the CIA still. They want none of this stuff to come in. I have information that I turned in while Biden was president when I was working and got directions from the a league of shadows, a 12 agency team, were still backing my play and telling me to keep going. There were patriots within the government protecting me all through Biden's term. And I had great access, but I finally turned in some stuff that was so radioactive, they like disbanded this team of this interagency team. I'm ready to turn that back in. They cannot accept it. So this is real being run by our enemies, not a theory. I was part of it. I worked for them. It's 10 years ago, a coup started from within the government to take over the government. So Flynn's right about all this. They need to, Donald Trump needs to put, President Trump needs to put, do a task force like that. He's clearly got to understand by now his bureaucracy.
By the way, let me just interrupt you because the devil's greatest trick isn't that he doesn't exist. That's his second biggest trick. It's that good people don't exist. There are so many good people in corporations and government and the military. Take Cheryl Atkinson. She was exposing all their corruption and black ops, so they were going to plant child porn on her husband's computer, but then people in the same unit put in her mailbox saying, look out, they're setting your husband up. So that's what scares the deep state, is there's so many good people, and now with all these citizen journalists inspired by Nick Shirley and others, that's really scaring them. It's like Fight Club. Our Fight Club is bigger than their Fight Club.
Yeah, it really is the war of the fleas against the elephant, as Ho Chi Minh called it. General Flynn's digital soldiers. So let me go ahead and jump into like one way this is playing out in the policy sphere. This rebellion within the government.
Let's go back to this though. We know, I'm not writing myself into it, it's been happening for months. And the bad guys gave me a chance to come meet with them, and I just said no. And I'm just right up the, you know. But the point is, they are now preparing some move. They'll need some preparatory thing like J6 or a setup. Clearly, they're preparing a move. What does that mean if they're preparing a move against Flynn and others that understand what's happening? Are they worried we're finally, like you said, with the grand jury's getting some traction?
The grand juries are getting traction. You've heard it. I didn't say it, but you've said it. And General Flynn referred. They are getting traction. They are going forward, is from what I've heard in various places. I had not heard about the Missouri AG, but he'd be a fine man. That Missouri AG, he was with us through this last 4 years. It's that guy, right? He'd be a fine U.S. DOJ.
That's who Trump brought him in to do, but now there's questions, but yeah.
Yeah, I think that at some point Trump has to consider moving to the military in terms of first give Flynn. Flynn told me he could fix the military in 48 hours. So you fix the military, then take a whole bunch of people within the military and make them put them at, you take your JAG Corps.
Yeah, it's easy. For those that don't know, they have profiles on everybody. You take the mid-level and lower-level officers that are all a bunch of hegseths. You fire everybody else and put the Patriots in charge. It's real easy.
Yeah, people who still believe in the Constitution. There's this snob, you know, I grew up around these snobbish intellectuals who basically see our Constitution as a relic, and they think that it's outdated and the real way and intelligent way to run things is with a bunch of experts. Everything should be experts. That's right. And, you know, what makes them experts? That they're better at schmoozing in political situations. So that's the way the whole world is going. And we need patriots who remember the Constitution. And
well, the experts are brainwashed globalists to carry out the eugenics transhumanist death cult plan. They're a bunch of educated idiots that just are compartmentalized, even know what they're part of. When they say expert rule, they mean morons.
What the Trotskyites did, or what the communists did in Russia, is what they have planned for all of us. And in fact, what we experienced in the last 5 years with COVID was, of course, just sort of a
they admit it was a beta test for global tyranny. Let's come back into all your huge breaking news. Stay with us. The problem is, this is when the globals can knock the power up and blame the Russians or whoever. They've already pre-programmed that. This is when they could set off a TAC nuke, try to shoot down Air Force One with surface-to-air missiles, blame Iran. This is the globalist color revolution that they've done hundreds of times around the world. Hundreds since 1947. Operation Ajax, Operation Gladio. The list goes on and on. I just keep saying, danger, danger, mortal danger to the country. Mortal danger to your future. I mean, I can physically feel the anxiety and electricity shooting up and down my body, and the palpable, not fear, because that's not the feeling I feel, the feeling of ready to fight. And I'm fighting in the information war. I have electricity feeling in my teeth right now. I have to make myself not bare my teeth and bug my eyes out right now as I address you, because that's what I feel like. Conquer us. You want war? But I understand it's informational. So that's where I am right now. But I just showed you who I am. That's what I feel like every second right now. That's the urgency. Fauci and Gates and Schumer and Newsom want to destroy our future. Who want us to live in bondage. Who want to cut our children's penises off. You Satanist. I'm just telling you, I've never felt so much urgency. My spider sense has never even close to this much on fire. Ugh. My cells tell me I'm in a war. And to gird myself for it. And to guard myself for truth. Because we are up against the scum of the earth that will give us no quarter. This is an endless war, a fight between good and evil. And in this cycle, good is rising, and good is winning, and evil can feel it in its bones. And it is rising to the challenge.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Now, back to our program.
Wake up in a world trying to drain your light. Screens got you numb, keep you foggy at night. They want you tired, unfocused, slow. But I cracked the code, now the voltage flows. Clean energy, no crash, no fade. Mind sharp like a blade when the system plays games. From the gym to the grind to the war for your mind to say, luck. Nah, this is designed. Ultimate power.
Something even better than Turbo Force, filled with incredible ingredients, ladies and gentlemen. Ultimate Power ignites mental clarity and focus, clean, sustained energy, enhanced blood flow and endurance, supports daily cognitive function. Ultimate Power at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I've done an hour and a half of historic, true Paul Revere transmission. When I'm not saying I'm Paul Revere, we're all Paul Revere collectively here. This has been such an important broadcast so far, and it's going to get more hardcore as we go. We're about to show you the exclusive hammer attack with Candace Owens, star witness, and the Fort Huachuca hoax that's completely collapsed with alibis for everybody, and the cult doesn't care. And they when I said I was going to release this today, they said, the majority of them, literally 9% of the comments, we don't care what he does. It was just, it doesn't matter. He was at Huachuca. Well, yeah, those people weren't there, though. What does that mean? Total psyop. But I'm funded by you, not by Qatar, not by Israel, not by the CIA, not by the Easter Bunny, by you. And I sell you great products that really work. So listen, we're extending our buy one, get one free sale on our incredible supplements, the ultramethylene blue, the Irish sea moss, the highest quality bovine colostrum, you name it. We're only going to do this for a couple of days. In fact, they're saying probably tonight they're going to end it because a lot of the supplies have gone down. In fact, they're saying tonight. You still have time to get some of the best-selling formulas. You can buy a $25 supplement, get a $40 supplement free. I mean, this is unprecedented good deal. Add any supplement to your cart and get any other supplement for free. You can mix and match any of the amazing supplements that are game changers. Ultramethylene Blue, tincture and caps, bovine colostrum, Irish sea moss capsules, Life Force, spike protein detox, Shilajit capsules and gummies, Ultimate Turmeric, 95% curcumin, the strongest out there. Ultimate Power Drink Mix, way stronger than even Turbo Force. It's amazing. Beef cooking tallow, just standard high quality. We ask what you want. You want that, we got it for you. Ultra DNA Revival, even better than DNA Force Plus. Atomic Defense Immune Boost, so key during this time of year. Ultimate Burn, natural healthy fat loss formula. MK Ultra to boost your mental clarity and focus. Optimal Human, the incredible best green drink out there. You've seen the rave reviews. Normally, it's not even discounted because it's an expensive product to make. You can buy a cheaper supplement and get it free. An incredible deal. Ends tonight, thealexjonesstore.com, and that's what funds this operation. All right, Patrick Byrne, shifting gears here, or any other comments on the domestic, you know, war, civil war in South administration, I want to get into Venezuela briefly.
Your methylene blue.
I know you love it.
I just introduced a new person to methylene blue, a young lady I know, and she in 2 days was got it. It just makes you feel 20 again. You know, it's
amazing.
Really good product. Best new product of 2025 in my life.
And you got this big Venezuela news also. Apparently, Liberty Vote, yeah. Dominion Vote counting software miscounted ballots in Santa Clara County, California. So they're winning fake lawsuits where no evidence can be put on, saying no one, there's no fraud, no one can access them, even though that's not true. But the chickens are coming home to roost. So let's run through this now.
Let's run through them. Okay. One, Venezuela. What's going on in Venezuela is it's the cartel government of Venezuela strategy to delay the war as long as they can. If they can delay it into March or even just February, then we're in the political season. It becomes impossible for Trump to launch. So their strategy has been to delay. And Trump has fallen into this because the CIA is giving him bad advice. The CIA and the intelligence community is telling him, if we just, you don't have to drop any bombs. If you just blockade, they'll run out of cash in 20 to 30 days. The wheels will come off the regime. That's a lie. This regime has stolen $2.7 trillion over the last 25 years. It's in banks all over the world. It's in the Vatican Bank. It's in Russia. So they can live off, they can live for months, if not years, off what they have put away. So it's bad advice the CIA is giving him, and they're doing it to get him to walk into this what basically what the cartel wants us to do. Do you get how hard it is to be Donald Trump? I mean, his own CIA is deliberately misleading him.
Absolutely. And again, I genuinely want regime change. I've said months ago, I don't trust it. The CIA will sabotage it. I understand that it's in our area of influence. It's the gunboat diplomacy. It's, you know, it's what Thomas Jefferson first did with the Barbary Pirates. But where do you see it going now? Then let's talk about DOJ versus EAC on Smartmatic.
Okay. Yeah. So I'll give an example of how extreme it is. Obviously, a possible invasion is being planned. There's a military intelligence general from Venezuela sitting in a U.S. prison who has already given all kinds of information. Among the information he gave was some of our double agents. He gave us many names of double agents. We already had some of them, so we knew they were good. One we didn't have turned out to be somebody in the CIA who was involved in the planning now of this invasion. In other words, they were going to try to create another, that would have been another, if he had not been outed, it would have been another Bay of Pigs 2.0. That general who's trying to help, there's American DOD who would like to talk to him. The CIA is blocking any access. It could save American lives on the shores of Venezuela to talk to that man. The CIA is blocking access to our national security community to talk to the DOD to talk to that man. That's how bad it is. Second point, let's move on to just this little irony has to be pointed out. Smartmatic was indicted by the DOJ in October. In November, the federal EAC, the Election Assistance Corporation, it's the federal commission that oversees elections, recertified Smartmatic equipment. Now, when the DOJ indicts a corporation, not just individuals, and says this guy's a crook, that guy's a crook, they're saying this is a criminal enterprise. They indicted them for money laundering. Money laundering is kind of up there with rigging elections. And they're going to be indicted for election rigging. I mark my words, that'd be high probability of that. So the DOJ has said this is a criminal enterprise, like the Genovese family, the Gambino family. And the next month, the Federal Commission Overseeing Elections, the EAC, certifies their equipment. It's as funny as if the EAC certified the Gambino family. The Gambino family has introduced some election equipment. Yeah, they're fine to use. It doesn't matter that the DOJ has all these indictments for, you know, burying people in cement and this, that, that. Their election equipment is just fine. Go ahead and use it. Doesn't that seem, is it just me or does that seem funny? In a sick, sad, Alex, would you agree that's a little...
No, I'm just listening to you. It's just absolutely insane. What is this new video we've got here? With apparently Liberty Vote Dominion, they've changed the name.
Liberty is allegedly the new, well, the Liberty Dominion.
By the Republicans, yeah.
They just had an election in Santa Clara, California.
So the point is, this is the first big test since the good guys bought it. And here it is on the local news. What happened?
An insider who apparently is keeping his identity here hidden, black fellow, I believe, has said what really happened inside and how it miscounted. It's the same thing as the Tennessee in the Williams County error. The feds now acknowledge Dominion produces wrong results. Michelle Longspears in Georgia, remember that, the Democrat who ran in 2022 and she was number third, but there were no votes in her own precinct for herself, so she knew it was off, and she got a hand count, and it turns out she'd been completely cheated. She won by
sure, and we'll get so to this new video, because this is a new election. It's first test, boom, here it is again. But and you warned months ago, the new management means nothing, and you've been vindicated again. But how big is the Georgia 370-something thousand fake coming in? Just what Trump said. Actually, worse than he said. He only lost by 11,000 in Georgia. And then the same thing in Arizona, Maricopa County, hundreds of 200,000+ illegals voting. This is all coming out.
It's layer after layer after layer after layer. Look, I built a $2 billion company, public company. I know what it's like to have to go in and extricate and, you know, what's the, like, unearth and fix this kind of stuff. Oh, my gosh. No one knows like me. This is layer after layer. I mean, I'm used to picking up tiny little signals that something's off and somebody's stealing $10,000 out of the jewelry cage. These signals are like big klaxons in our ears, layer after layer. Yeah, there's 350,000 mail-in ballots that never don't have a crease in them that are 90. They're in Georgia, and 93% are Biden with perfect circles. Yes, there's that, but there's also, you know, the military vote that comes in 95% Biden. There's also
in Houston and in Maricopa County, where in the conservative precincts, the ballots are 3 inches too small and don't work. And it's a whole cocktail.
It's layers. Yes, it's layer after layer after layer. It's everywhere and nowhere. And they mix up. There's actually 14 different techniques plus the Serbian jam, where they just jam it through electronically, which is really what I believe is happening when they see these kinds of things.
Yeah, despite all the fraud in Michigan, Pennsylvania, Georgia, everywhere, they all close up at midnight, block out the windows, and then you see the graph magically go straight up. Bloop. That's when they did the big injection.
Yeah, but they have 14 on-the-ground techniques, and for each county they cheat in, first of all, they want an insider for one. So I've been with these guys living in safe houses for the last 2.5 years. They're very sophisticated. They want 1 year. They want an insider. In any county they're going to cheat, they have an insider, and they want a year's warning. And they pick a few out of their list of 14. They pick a few for that county. But the county next door, if they're also cheating there, they'll deliberately change the techniques just so it's harder to track. They break the law, and it's all that – you don't need – I mean, you just need what looked like almost trivial.
Sure, you've been proven right. It's all coming out, so – Trump's got his task force. He says big action next month. What needs to be done as we race towards the midterms in a year?
Well, I think that
11 months. Task force,
you know, the only I once had an issue like this in Overstock, where I had sort of a group of people who they were a clique that were sort of against me, and I was sick a lot, and they ended up with control of parts of the company. It was just kind of hard to. So I ended up just creating this special task force that was like this, and it ran things the way I wanted to run things on an agile principles. And then it just started sucking. It did so well. It just sucked pieces after piece of the rest of the company into it. Trump needs, his bureaucracy is fighting against him. I was told by my handlers that in early 2016, that especially the DOJ is completely, Obama has appointed everybody. So you can't even count it. He needs a special task force but it's got to be not just led by a lawyer. It's got to be somebody with a military.
That's what Flynn said. You've got to have a wide spectrum, military, corporate. You've got to have CPAs. You've got to have investigators. You've got to have fraud investigators. Let's go to this clip with the New Dominion. Oh, boy. Bought by
new
these.
New and improved.
Yep, new and improved, bought by Republicans. And this is what happened. Here it is.
First was very confusing. We didn't know what was causing the issue.
This is a former Santa Clara County employee. He's worked on several elections helping tabulate votes, and now he's raising an issue about the special election last month. And we're not showing his face for this story as he's worried about retaliation. But we did confirm his employment.
Are you worried people might take this out of context?
Absolutely.
He says there were software issues that interfered with how ballots were counted. Each batch of ballots fed through the machine would be off by several numbers, he says. And while the county and state say the election was safe, accurate, and secure, the former employee says it did take a while for them to overcome the issues.
And we didn't notice the issue until kind of halfway through counting all the ballots that we received. During that time when I was there and experiencing that issue, I was one of the only people actually asking questions about why this could be, and was working with the leads at the Registrar of Voters to figure out the root cause.
Our source tells us election workers had to work harder to ensure the votes were recounted, and the end result ended up being accurate.
We did notice that there was a minor issue we were experiencing during conducting the November election.
The Registrar of Voters for Santa Clara County, Matt Morales, acknowledged the issue but said it was only caught because Santa Clara County triple checks all its votes.
And during that secondary quality control process, we started finding that there was a small number of ballots that had gotten missed.
The company that owns the software, Liberty Vote, Morales says, put out an advisory to all counties that use its software. And while the county says fewer than 100 ballots were missed at first read, our source says it was likely more.
Obviously not enough to sway or change an election, but we want to be as accurate as possible when it comes to things like voting or government.
Cron 4 reached out to the Secretary of State, who also confirmed the software issue. The state says Santa Clara County so far is the only county to encounter this issue. Our source says other counties, though, should be on watch.
If I was not someone that was working there, I would want to be someone that knows that that's happening in my government or in my county. And I think other people would like to know that that's something that is going on. So bringing that to light, I think, is really important.
There will be a special runoff election that will decide the county assessor for Santa Clara County. The Registrar of Voters office tells me that they will be using Liberty Vote, that same software that had those previous issues. But they did say that they have some different workarounds they're going to use this time to ensure that they avoid some of those same issues that we previously reported on. We tried reaching out to Liberty Vote, though, on Monday, and we did not hear back. Reporting here in San Jose, Jack Molnar, Cron 4 News.
So out of the gates, just like you said months ago. So what really happened at Dominion? We know they're dropping their suits against everybody as there's been Smartmatic indictments and others and for the exact things you guys said. And then they dropped everything on others except Mike Lindell because a judge found him guilty in Minnesota. So now they're going to have a show trial. We're already guilty. He's not able to show evidence once you're found guilty by default. I've experienced it myself. This is the maximum tyranny. But in the court of public opinion, it's all coming out. It's all being confirmed. The receipts are there. This is devastating. And then the first time you have an election, boom, immediate same garbage. But the good news is now everybody's watching. And so you've got immediate whistleblowers that work in the elections. That's got to scare the bad guys because there's more light on this than ever.
Yeah, there's no Liberty is the same junk technology as was Dominion. Let me tell you what it's real. Dominion, it was called Democracy Suite 5.5. But what it really is Smartmatic. I've lived 4 months with the guys who wrote big sections of that code. I know them really well. They wrote it in a language called C#. when at one point certain people, their job was to port it over to a language called C++. So it's in Dominion. It's just the exact same code. You can feed software into basically a machine, and it comes out and tells you how similar the DNA is. The DNA of the Dominion and the Smartmatic is a 100% match, 100%. So it's just the same software that was rewritten in a slightly different version of the language C. And then Liberty has just taken that. Now, they put out this announcement that Dominion was sold to Liberty. We looked it up. The only thing registered is a name change. Somebody has applied to the Secretary of State of Colorado, I think, for the name Dominion to be switched. But it's the same corporation. No corporation has changed. It's the same entity. It's just got a new hood ornament on it and a new fake Republican running, a new globalist swamp creature running it. And it's the same junk technology. And you're fine to sue me, Liberty. You'll end up in jail, too, before this is over. So if you do. So this is all a big charade.
Patrick, big picture here.
Well, there was a big event yesterday. You know Sheriff Darleaf, don't you?
Yes, talk about it.
This is the fourth thing. He wrote a letter that he made public.
Well, tell people where he is and give them the backstory. I mean, I know, but tell
us. Darleaf is a badass sheriff. He's in northern Michigan. He's just a guy who believes he's following, his oath of office. And he's been involved in this election integrity stuff and doing his own investigations. And he has revealed something huge. And specifically, that during the 2020 election, Gabe Sterling was Secretary Raffensperger's guy, election guy. He actually was the former Dominion salesman. Sold an $89 million contract to Georgia, and then took a job as the right hand to the Secretary of State to oversee the election. He said he publicly spoke and testified that there was no fraud pertaining to the 2020 election. His statements are inconsistent with his own communications exchanged between him, Dominion, Runbeck, and the Georgia Secretary of State, at times using his personal address. I've sent your Daria this text. You can show it to the world. These communications prove Gabe was aware that thousands of duplicate registrations were provided from Georgia's Secretary of State to Dominion, then to Runbeck, resulting in thousands of voters receiving duplicate ballots. In other words, they give a list of here's all our voters, and they give it over to Runbeck and say, print up ballots and mail to them. After that was given over, but before it was mailed, it was proven that there were many, many thousands. I can't tell you the number, but this is just a new source of error in the Georgia 2020 election. There were many thousands, I won't even say, maybe much bigger number than that, of fake names, bad names in there. They agreed it was proven to them, and they said, but it's too late. The list was already sent to the printer. Well, there were people saying, well, look, that's easy to solve. All you have to do is say, if those are being printed on blue paper, change it so they're being printed on, purple paper or pink paper. And then we'll just wouldn't do that. So he let go through in the Georgia election a list get printed up and distributed for mail-in voters to then mail in a list which included many, many thousands of names that he knew were fake. And he knew that he was part of all of that while he then publicly testifies, nope, there was no fraud pertaining to the 2020 election. He can't possibly know that. He can't, that those are inconsistent. He can't possibly say that.
Unbelievable.
If any one of those got mailed in, then he's wrong. So he can't know what got mailed in. And obviously he was defending. Obviously he did it on purpose. This is just one of the 14 techniques I'm talking about. You're stuffing the voter rolls. And you're stuffing the voter rolls. And what's key is, why they want to stuff the voter rolls with the names of illegals. And you think, well, maybe those illegals were going to scare them into not voting. And but the issue is once their names are in the rolls, even if they don't vote, somebody's voting that name. The system votes. This is why the voter rolls are so important. The electronic polling book, because at the end of the day, when they realize they have to insert another 2,000 votes in some county, 2,543 votes.
Incredible. We're on it. People are waking up. If we get the same excitement about election fraud that we have about the Somali fraud with thousands of citizen journalists, it's game over. Flynn agreed with me on that, but he brought it up before I did. We are on the march. The bad guys are on the run. Very exciting. Patrick Byrne, where's the best place for people to follow you?
Twitter at Patrick Byrne or Locals. I also sometimes do shows on Locals.
All right. God bless you. We'll talk to you soon.
And on Alex Jones. That's a good place to follow me. Bye-bye.
Yes, sir. Thank you. All right. We're a little late getting to it because I had all these big guests on, but we're about to premiere the video of Candace Owens, star witness, Mitch Stowe, in this hammer attack, okay? And then we have him convicted of it. We have him publicly, though, giving a false story. Then you have the video of what really happened, proving he's a total liar. That's why this is important. He's the star witness. It's all been debunked. They have their alibis. They don't care. And now they're even defending it. When I said I had this, we don't care if he's attacking with hammers. That's the majority of them. That's a cult. Here's a little prelude. We'll be right back.
I woke up at about 2:30 last night, did a glass of water, and I noticed a bunch of messages come in from some of my good sources. And I got sent videos of Mitch Snow. And I'm going to release this right before 11 a.m. when I go live today. General Flynn's on with the most important news he's ever broke. On most separate subjects. What's going on inside the government? Some really, really dangerous stuff. I'll leave it at that. But I'm going to release the Snow videos. And then I'm going to release in the context of what he said in public. And this is beyond damning. I mean, this is... I'm actually sad for Candace Owens. Because I think she halfway believes this stuff. And I, knowing her, she's just going to... probably going to defend this. This is unbelievable when you see this. Because we have him telling the story of what supposedly happened. Then we have the video of it happening. And you'll notice it's the opposite. Oh, yeah. Said he got his thumbs broken and his feet by his wife with a hammer. Woo! Unbelievable. Just wait. Folks, people asking why I've been doing this. We checked into it. It's a fraud. It's all a lie. So sad. There is an FBI cover-up of the accomplices. We broke that information on September 16th. The Candace cult always spins it and says, I'm saying don't investigate. That's not true, and you know that. You guys are really, 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 really not going to like this because I know you're dedicated to this lie now, and you just can't admit you were wrong, or you knew it wasn't true and didn't care. But you guys sure hitched yourselves to a sick wagon. Just wait.
The videos. So it is absolutely critical that you go to the alexjonesstore.com. And until New Year's evening, we are running a ultra massive sale. Buy one, get one free. So buy one supplement, get any other supplement you want free. Add any supplement to your cart and get any other supplement you choose free. You can mix and match any of our amazing supplements together, and they are the best. Ultramethylene Blue, tincture and capsules, bovine colostrum, CMOS capsules, Life Force, Ultimate Life Force, spike protein, cardiovascular detox. Shilajit capsules and gummies, incredible. Ultimate turmeric, 95% curcuminoid. Ultimate power drink mix, which is even stronger than Turbo Force. If you like Turbo Force, you're going to love it. Ultimate power drink mix, two great flavors now available at DeltaStore.com. High quality concentrated beef cooking tallow. You asked for it, we got it. Ultra DNA Revival. You like DNA Force? This is even better. It's NAD Plus Booster. It's a private label, one of the top NAD Plus products in the country. Atomic Defense, incredible immune system boosting system. Ultimate Burn, to help you lose weight naturally. MK Ultra, great for your brain. The Tallow Balm, we never talk about enough. Optimal Human, the ultimate green drink. You've heard Harrison Smith rant and rave about it. It is all available at thealexjonesstore.com, and it makes this entire operation possible. So thank you from the bottom of my heart. Your support, we can't do without you. Also, InfoWarsStore.com has some limited fish oil and turmeric that are high quality. Also, the collectible fundraiser posters limited edition that I designed. You can also make a straight donation there. We need funds We got about a $300,000 underage going out in the next few months. We need your support right now. Infowarsstore.com. You know who you are, the past supporters. I want to encourage those who have been on the fence to take action now. History's happening, and you're betting on a horse that continues to win. Thank you so much.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.